Good to everyone. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chesem and Beis says that I'm talking about the Sugya Baal Taisiv. It says Minayin Lekan Shoyel Leduchan Shlo Yerma Hel Not Nasnali Retire Rishus of Brachas Yisrael Oisef Bracha Achas Mishaliya. Kain could say, I have Rishus to give a bracha to Klai, so maybe I can be Moisef my own bracha. I want to add another bracha, like I'll say the pasuk Hashem Elokei Avasechem Yosef Aleichem. Are you allowed to do that? So Zok the Gemara Tamalamer says Sifal Adavar Azay, you're not allowed to do it. It's Nisar Baal Taisav. The Taisav says you can only give the brachas of Berchus Kahanim. If you want to add your own bracha, you get into a Shaila Baal Taisav. That would be also because of Baal Taisav. So based upon this, if it's Pesach Frank and Chuvas Hartzvi, Simon Samach Beis is a big problem. We know the minig is by many people after Duchening, they say Shkoyach to the Kahanim. And when you say Shkoyach to the Kayan, normally the response is Baruch Tia, Bruchim Tiyu. He says Baruch Tia. So the problem is, Dr. Tzi Pesach, Lecharim, when the Kayan says Baruch Tia, Bruchim Tiyu, that's a Shaila Baal Taisif. He could be Arvan Baal Taisif because he's adding a bracha. The Torah says only give the brachas of the Berchus Kohanim. When he's saying Baruch Tia, he's giving another bracha. That Lecharim should be a problem of Baal Taisif, and you shouldn't be allowed to do that. He doesn't talk about saying Shkayach per se, but he talks about saying Bruchim Tiyu. He says there was a Kayan had the minig, he would say Baruch Tia when he would come down from the Duchen. But Lechara, if you say Shkayach and you're going to cause him to say Baruch Tia, that would get into a problem of Baal Taisif. So if it's Pesach says, maybe you could say that the whole Issa Baal Taisif is only when you're doing it Baderech Nesias Kapayim, and now already it's not during Nesias Kapayim, it's not Baprisis Kapayim, maybe then it would not be a problem of Baal Taisif. But he shows him the Rambam seems to hold that there's no Chilik, even if you're not doing it Derech Nesias Kapayim, it's still in Issa Baal Taisif, and this Rambam is brought down by the Bir Alacha and Huchas Nesias Kapayim. Then he says, maybe you can say another svar, that maybe even if you're the Rambam, this is only when you're al ha-duchan, when you're on the duchan, the place where you're duchan, then it's a problem about Taisif. But once you leave, once you're on the way down, it's already nothing to do with the Berchus Kaham anymore, it's finished, and maybe there's no longer a problem of Baal Taisif, but he seems to be mesubik about it. At the end of the day, he says, Tav limana, it's better to be nimna, it's better not to say Bruchim Tiyu, because the mamish gets into a shaila Baal Taisif, Talde Gechidosh, if you're that, you would have to be careful not to say Shkach to the Kohanim, because when they respond Baruch Tia, that could be a shaila of Baal Taisif. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, he does mention the minig is to say Shkach to the Kohanim. He seems to hold there's not a problem with that. He doesn't discuss Baruch Tia per se. He doesn't say anything about saying Baruch Tia, but he definitely acknowledges the minig of saying Shkach to the Kohanim. He says that is the minig. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim takes it a step further and he says that the minig is, he says, V'nagu Larm Lekohanim Yishar Kachachem V'heim Hashivim Baruch Tia. He says the minig is to say Shkayach, and the minig is for them to answer Baruch Tia, and he does not seem to be bothered with this whole issue of Baal Taisif. So, Maisa, the minig seems to be like the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Now, this, the Ikazach, that we say Shkayach to the Kohanim, is something that needs to be here. Why are you saying Shkayach to the Kohen? Shkayach means thank you for what you did. L'char the Kohen is Mechuyev to do it. He has a Chiyev to Raisa to be Mevarach Klai. So why are you saying Shkayach on something which is Mechuyev to do? This is a Shail Dachanim and Ma'ir, and some people didn't feel that it's appropriate to say Shkayach if they're mechuyev to do it anyways. But there's an interesting Marmakim, a Rashash in Shvias, that seems to address this Kasha, and he brings a Raya, Gmalik Raya, from a Mishnah in Shvias, that you should say Shkayach. The Mishnah in Shvias in Perek Dal Halacha, Mishnah Beis, is talking about being machzik taiva to people who keep Shvias, and there's a sheet over there that you could be machzik taiva to someone who's Shemir Shvias, someone who's mafker his peres on Shvias. You could be machzik taiva, you could thank him for what he's doing. And even though Zakta Rashash is mechuyev to do it, there's a chiyev to be mafkir peres on Shvias, it's not something you have a choice. Afal pichin, sounds like from the Tana, that there's an inyan to say shkayach, to say thank you. She says, "Uvizei yishavti aminig sh'ayimim l'kahanim achir yidasim n'aduchim yishar kochachim." He says, from here, it can be miyashav the minig, the say shkayach to the kahanim, asher rabim lago alzeh. Many people made fun of this minig. Came and shem mitzuvim b'kach. They're mechuyev to do it anyways. Va'ayver megimah haseim lo yavarchu, va'ayver on a mitzvah if they don't do it. So why should they do it? Why should he say Shkayach? But he says, you see from this mission, that even though a person is mechuyev to do something, but at the end of the day, if he does it, we're mechuyev to be makir toiv. So who had done by the Kohanim, even though they're mechuyev to give the bracha, but now that they did it, there is an inyan to be makir toiv and to say Shkayach to them. And I just want to end off with a Gemalik Hezbar saw on this from Ramichel Shurkin, Shlita. He says this in Being Nazar and Minigar Moshe Feinstein. This is printed in the back of the Harei Kedem. There's some Uvdus van Haggis, which is a hemshech of his Sefer Megiv, give us Eilam. And he says over there that Ramesha Feinstein had a minig that on Rosh Hashanah, after Duchening, he would say Shkach to the Kohanim right away after Duchening, even before the 100 kailas of the Shofar were finished, before they were blown. And the problem is, the Chayyadim says you should be careful not to be mafsik b'dibur until after all the 100 kailas are blown. So how could Ramesha say Shkach to the Kohanim? the chayes being mafzik before the before he heard all the kaddos of the shayfer. So Ramiel Shurkin wants to say that the chiddush that pshat in Ramesh's hanhaga was like this. He felt that this shkayach we say that the kahanim is not just stam being makertev to them, but it's a chelik of the bracha of brichas kahanim. It's a chelik of the nesias kapayim. He says that there's when the kahanim have a mitzvah to give us a bracha, but we have a mitzvah to be mekabel. We have to show that we're accepting it. We have to do a maisa of showing that we're being mekabel their bracha. He brings down the shita the charedim that there's just like a mitzvah on the kohen to give a bracha. There's a mitzvah on Yisrael to get the bracha. Mitzvah al Yisrael is barach. So when you say shkayach, you're telling the kohen, I'm mekabel your bracha. Thank you, not just a thank you, but I'm mekabel the bracha. And that is a chelik of the nesias kapayim, that it's nigmar when the Yisrael is being mekabel the bracha. That's why he wants to be mazur Moshe's and haga. The mela, it's not a hefsek because it's part of the brichas kahanim, valdek a chiddush. But either way, it does seem to be the minig to say shkayach to the kahanim. And either because of Akaras HaTayv and Haida, or maybe it's a chelik of the Nesias Kavayim itself, like he's tining, but that does seem to be the minute.